Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC Talks Radio, and today we have a very exciting show planned for you today. We have Youth Build Philadelphia on the line with us, Instructor V. Johnson, as well as a student there at Youth Build Philadelphia, Crystal. So just to let you guys know what we have planned today, just stay tuned as we talk with them about what they're doing at Youth Build Philadelphia and how we as a community can assist in volunteering there and just getting to know about Youth Build Philadelphia and how they impact the community as well as the young people in our community. You can go to nabwic.org to follow the link to Blog Talk and to get any further information on being a member with NABWIC or any of the different things that NABWIC is currently involved in. Currently, we have going on a construction management development program. It just started this week, and it's designed for small businesses to get educated in the construction industry, and it also has a guaranteed bond program associated with that as well. You can go to nabwic.org to get further information as well as pre-registering for the course. And we also have coming up Industry Day in May as we work with Cordoza High School, getting them familiar with the construction industry and how they continue to advance their education in construction. And just as we do think about having Youth Build on the line and how it ties in with the vision of NABWIC, which is to build lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for Black women in construction and their respective communities. So we have a lot happening with NABWIC, and especially today with Youth Build Philadelphia on the line. I just want to say good morning to Youth Build V. Johnson. How are you this morning?
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. That is great, great. So glad you guys could join us this morning.
We're excited.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you on the line. And so just tell us a little bit about Youth Build in general. I know you guys are a national organization or a national nonprofit, but tell us a little bit about the history of just Youth Build.
Good morning. This is Sarah Peterson from Youth Build. The Youth Build model is a life-changing opportunity for high school dropouts to earn their high school diploma, or GED, and receive vocational training. This is a movement that started in 1978 in East Harlem with a woman named Dorothy Stoneman and a group of young people who wanted to better their community by rebuilding homes in the neighborhood. And today, 25 years later, there are 273 programs across the United States, and they all serve in total about 10,000 young adults annually by providing them with educational opportunities, vocational training, and also a positive community experience.
Well, that's awesome. So now that we have an understanding that Youth Build is on a national level, so even if you aren't local to Youth Build Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, you probably have a Youth Build that's not too far from you. So in keeping that in mind, let's talk specifically about Youth Build Philadelphia. Can you tell us how long you've been open and that sort of thing?
Sure. Youth Build Philly was founded on the Youth Build model, and we opened our doors 21 years ago, in 1992.
Okay, right. So you guys have quite a bit of history behind you there, and this is success rate there being open for so long. And can you tell us further about the courses, the vocational courses that's offered there at Youth Build Philadelphia?
Okay, I can take that one. This is V. Johnson. I'm a construction instructor at Youth Build, and it's good. The courses that we offer, we do tech, where the students have the opportunity to be certified in Strata, that's the refurbishing of computers, and also they get certification in Microsoft Office. We do nursing course, that's relatively new. They get certified in home health aid and certified as nursing assistant. We have another group that does CDL, where students get the opportunity to get their driver's license, driving big trucks. We have advanced construction, which I'm an instructor for that. And we also have a green build, and we've recently done a house where that house was certified got LEED certification, Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. And in the construction section, we give a certification where students have to be not exactly qualified or experienced, but they have a basic understanding of safety in construction, being prepared for life in the workforce, communication, employability. They learn how to understand and operate safely hand tools, power tools, materials handling is something fairly new that's been added to the course because it has been realized that there are many jobs in the area of transportation of goods from manufacturer to the consumer. So there's materials handling, there's construction drawing, and construction math. Those are the things that we cover in construction side.
Wow, it's awesome you guys give your students a really good background on depending on the area that they choose to enter, so that is really great. So now, Ms. Johnson, can you give us a little bit of background on you and the courses that you teach at Youthville Philadelphia?
My background?
Yes.
Yeah, my background, before I came to Youthville, I ran a business for 11 years, and I technically did exactly the same thing that Youthville does, which is rehab abandoned houses. So I was approached by the owner of a material supply house when they discovered that the director of the construction department was in search of a female to join the school because slowly the amount of girls who were registering became greater than boys. So they wanted female in the midst of the instructors. And so they asked me to join Youthville, and I joined Youthville 15 years ago, and I'm still here.
That is really, really awesome. So you're involved with the advanced instruction courses then at Youthville Philadelphia?
Yes, I am.
Perfect, perfect. And that's really encouraging to hear that they actively sought out a female teacher to head up the advanced instruction courses because that gives the females there a role model to look up to. And if you are just joining us, glad to have you. You are listening to NABWIC Talks Radio. You can tune in at NABWIC.org if you're on your browser. Or if you would like to call in, you can call in at 714-459-3918. We have Youthville Philadelphia on the line with us. We have the instructor, Ms. V. Johnson. We have also Sarah Johnson on the phone Sarah Peterson on the phone with us as well as the student, Crystal Figueroa. So we're very excited to talk with Youthville Philadelphia this morning. And again, you can call in at 714-459-3918. We can go right there to NABWIC.org and listen in on your browser. And so getting back to you, Ms. Johnson, why would you encourage a female to enroll in the advanced construction course here at Youthville Philadelphia?
Well, if one of our female students is seriously interested in construction, I would encourage them to join the advanced construction course. It's not so much that we do a lot physically different, but the difference between the courses myself and another instructor, because we all build houses, at least we all rebuilding a house, but it's the intensity of the advanced construction. We pay more attention to details. It means that if you're in the advanced construction, whereas another instructor may let it go if two pieces of wood come together and it's maybe a quarter of an inch apart. In the advanced construction, we're looking for a hairline apart. It just means that our students that are in this track are much more detailed, they're much more advanced, and we expect and teach much more of them.
That's really awesome to hear that you build that quality of work performance right into the curriculum. So that's really good to hear. And
yes.
So as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, we have Crystal on the line with us this morning. How are you today, Crystal?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty well. So just would like to ask you, I'm glad you're able to join us because being a student there at Youth Build, it's really great that you were able to be on the line with us this morning and help talk to other individuals about what's happening there at Youth Build Philadelphia, as well as possibly encourage some females to consider a career in the construction industry. And with that being said, what course of study have you decided to take at Youth Build Philadelphia?
I chose to take the advanced construction because I realized that women can make a lot of money in there and be able to learn a lot in the industry about construction, so I could be able to redo my own home so that I don't have to bother anybody for it.
That's great. It's teaching you a self, it's independence in a sense, and being able to be economically viable as you enter the workforce. So thinking about your future in mind and in your independence that's going to be coming up fairly soon as you leave Youth Build, what are your plans after you do leave Youth Build?
I would like to go to college and learn about construction management. Then I would like to, like, save and invest so I could be able to buy and renovate homes and then sell them out, rent them out too.
That's great. So she has some property management, home renovations in her future, and that's partly Youth Build Philadelphia helped her get there, as well as her determination just to succeed. So thank you, Crystal, for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your experience and how you've benefited from Youth Build Philadelphia.
Thank you.
That's really great. It's good to see what you've done there, be with your students and how excited they are, and how they're basically prepared for the future as they leave Youth Build Philadelphia.
Thank you.
So thinking about that, and so we're going to talk about, I know you are partnered with other institutions, so I would like to ask you, can you tell us about the Thaddeus Stevens College of Technology and how it has partnered with Youth Build Philadelphia?
Sure, absolutely. To zoom out a little bit, a big part of Youth Build's program, of course, is preparing our students to earn their diploma and prepare for a trade, but we also have support staff in our building who help students also transition on into further education. That's a really big part of our program and a growing part of our program. And Thaddeus Stevens of Technology is one of our key post-secondary education partners. They're a school in Lancaster, Pennsylvania that offers associate's degrees in technical education. So they offer programs like architectural technology, carpentry, plumbing, and other great programs like that. They are a rural campus outside of Philadelphia. They're very dedicated to serving students from Philadelphia area. And we actually currently have 20 alumni enrolled there. Four of them are women. And the main reason for the high rate of alumni of Youth Build who go on to Thaddeus is that they partnered with us to create a summer bridge program, which is kind of a dual enrollment situation where students can complete their Youth Build year in Lancaster at Thaddeus Stevens, and they're taking English and math courses, and they're also participating in labs that will expose and introduce them to the multiple specialties that they can study there, such as plumbing or welding. And this program really prepares our students to matriculate and succeed at Thaddeus by giving them a college-level experience while they're still connected to Youth Build supports, which are a really big part of our program throughout the entire year, are those personal supports. They're a terrific partner. They're one of the top two-year schools in the country. We're really grateful for their support of our alumni.
That's great. So that's definitely a great course for the students there at Youth Build Philadelphia to consider as they are leaving Youth Build Philadelphia. Thaddeus Stevens is a great opportunity that they can take advantage of to continue to further their education. So that's definitely good to know and to encourage students there to possibly take advantage of that if at all possible. So in thinking about community relations with Youth Build, how can the community assist Youth Build Philadelphia in accomplishing their goals?
Sure. Well, one very effective way that the community can help Youth Build Philadelphia achieve our mission is to make a charitable contribution to our program. We are a public charter school, but we're also a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that accepts tax-deductible donations And private funding and individual donations are the kind of funding or income that allows us as a program to innovate and make programs that are more tailored to students' needs because of the flexibility with private funding. So we can offer then extra supports to students who need that, or we can partner with other institutions to offer additional certifications for students who have already completed their certifications. And we can offer other opportunities like that and really provide an individualized educational experience that meets our students where they are and gets them where they want to go. And the best way to learn more about contributing to YouthBuild's mission is to visit our website, which is www.youthbuildphilly.org. I also encourage everyone who's listening to find out if they can volunteer with a YouthBuild program in their area. At YouthBuild Philly, we definitely welcome volunteers who can tutor students and offer homework help or help preparing for the SATs, for example. We also have opportunities for volunteers to run skills workshops on a subject of their specialty, like resume writing or managing personal finances. Some of our volunteers help out in the classroom, and others will run extracurricular clubs, like our very popular cooking club. And again, if you'd like to volunteer with YouthBuild Philly, the website to visit is www.youthbuildphilly.org.
That's awesome. So that's great, the way that the community can connect with YouthBuild Philadelphia or even on a national level if there's a YouthBuild in your area. So just definitely keep that in mind as we decide how we can volunteer our time and assist in the knowledge of that we have helped other students to gain that knowledge and move forward. That's awesome that YouthBuild Philadelphia and YouthBuild in general has that opportunity to connect with the community. And so I know YouthBuild, they deal with a lot of projects in the community. And would you like to highlight any special projects that YouthBuild Philadelphia is working on?
I've been very fortunate that I have had myself and my students, we have had the opportunity to work on several properties. Am I allowed to give the addresses? We're working at a house at 57th and Catherine Street in Philadelphia. So my students have done framing there. And then we've moved on to 40th and Ludlow, where we have, again, have helped to do finish work over there. And currently we are in Richmond area, where we're transforming a garage into a church. So my students have had the opportunity of doing a lot of framing, and that is very good for them because framing alone is somewhere, an area that they can just go out and get a job because they can just get a job framing as their building. As so many buildings are happening in Philadelphia, they can actually just get a job framing.
And considering that our audience is in, you know, the sort of ever-advancing construction field, I think we'd be remiss not to mention a recent milestone for our organization. Last year, our students in the class of 2012 finished remodeling a house in the Germantown section of Philadelphia. This is a property that used to be a terrible eyesore on a residential block, and the remodeling that we did was in partnership with YouthBuild USA, that's the national YouthBuild organization, and also with St. Gobain, who develops and sells construction products. And this is called the Building Our Future Together partnership. And in that partnership, our students learned green building techniques from YouthBuild and St. Gobain instructors. And the house was actually built to LEED Platinum specifications, which is very exciting. And that's very new for us. So we're very excited about this partnership and others, which prepare our students to succeed and lead in the career path that they choose.
That's great. Now, would you mention a memorable project that you all have worked on there at YouthBuild Philadelphia and why it was particularly memorable?
For me, my most memorable, I have many memorable moments. Almost every year there's something that is amazing for me happen, but the one that I enjoy rethinking about is a graduate of the year 2000, and this was a student that came, and he was court-ordered to attend YouthBuild and get a high school diploma before being returned to serve time for something that had happened in his life. And this student was very, very difficult to the point, most challenging to YouthBuild, to the point where an instructor handed in his resignation because of the student's behavior. And my success with that student to just actually get him turned around and to the point where I ended up having the same instructor speak on his behalf at an expulsion hearing, and to watch that young man graduate and is today currently employed in construction and working for the Philadelphia Housing Authority, that has been like my most memorable moment.
So that really speaks to the creed there at the focus of what Youth Build is, just to take those students, give them a second chance, and then provide them with the means and methods to continue on. So I really appreciate that experience from you, Ms. Johnson, because I know sometimes the teaching can be a little difficult. And so you stuck with it and made it a very memorable experience for you.
Yes, that is the most satisfaction that I get from the job.
And so I would say, my question is for you, Ms. Johnson, because you said you have quite a few years in the construction industry, and then you started to teach there at Youthville Philadelphia. And I would say, how do you think that being in the construction industry has benefited you?
Well, it's benefited me in giving me the greatest job I've ever had in life. I never planned on being a teacher, but when I was asked to work with Youthville, it gave me the opportunity to work with young people and also do what it is that I love to do naturally. So the fact that I worked in the construction industry is what has basically given me my greatest moment in life, and it's the job that I'm doing now.
That's really awesome to hear that they actively pursued someone with that experience, someone who was a female, to be that role model there at Youthville Philadelphia. And so that's really awesome to hear that and talking with you all. And so then I know you mentioned it earlier, Sarah, but can you again tell us how to contact Youthville Philadelphia?
Sure. Yeah, we would love to hear from listeners who are interested in learning more about our program. The best way to find out more about our program and also to start to get in touch with us is to visit our website. And again, that's www.youthbuildphilly.org. It's a great place where you can sign up for our newsletter and get more information about how to volunteer with our program. You can also email us at info@youthbuildphilly.org with questions about how to get involved. Crystal was just saying this. I also really recommend following us on Facebook, too, to see photos of our projects and to learn more about upcoming events.
So that's really great. I'm glad that Youthville Philadelphia was able to join us this morning on NABWIC Talks Radio. So we were able to hear firsthand from the students there at Youthville, student Crystal there at Youthville, and instructor V. Johnson has joined us, as well as someone who is instrumental there, Sarah Peterson, in making things just work there at Youthville Philadelphia. And so it's really great that you guys were able to join us this morning. Let us know exactly what's happening there at Youthville and how the community can get involved and to make a difference, because you guys are already doing quite a phenomenal job in what
Thank
it
you.
Is that you do there. Yeah, that has to be said, because you're working with those students and you're doing building the community, improving the community. So on both those fronts, there is a lot to be said about that. You guys are doing great. Been open since 1992, so there's a lot of history and longevity. You have dedicated teachers there, such as Sophie Johnson you're talking to this morning. And so it's really nice to know that that's exactly what's happening. You're used there at Bill Philadelphia, and those students are getting an awesome start, a chance to rebuild their own futures, if you will. So that's really,
Thanks,
really great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. So with that being said, you can feel free if you missed any part of the show, or if you wanted to listen just to the show in its entirety again, you can go to NABWIC.org, follow the link to Blog Talk, and you can look for this archive show, or you can look for other archive shows that we've done in the past. We've talked to individuals in the construction industry that could be possibly deemed role models for ones who are trying to find their way in the industry. So we have individuals that are in the construction industry through various means and methods. Some got into the industry by accident, some by a very deliberate plan. So and something that we're very excited, and we talk to individuals each week just about and their own experiences. We talk to different companies in the construction industry that have made a difference and that are making a difference. So if the students are looking for a model for just individuals that they can point to see what they've done, consider listening to go to NAPWIC.org and follow the link to blog posts to hear about how that happened and just to follow role model for examples. So that's what we do here at NAPWIC as we try to build strategic partnerships with the community and also encourage education, entrepreneurial experience, and professional and social connection. So that's part of our mission. Our core foundation is to strengthen those areas, working with the community as well as organizations to make sure that happens. So with that being said, I also have a concept that I like to share with our listeners, and it's always the building. So that's building better networks, building better selves, and also building a better future. So that's what we think here at NAPWIC Block Talk Radio. So I'm glad you could join us this morning. And so with that being said, I'm going to say everyone have a wonderful day, and hopefully you'll join us again soon.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.